It's time for Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
All right, folks, it's Mike the Ref here at the Alberta Avenue Arena. Joined here by wrestling mind, Brian Hamilton.
It's good to be back, guys.
Yeah, it's first one of 2016 here. As I'm getting attacked by different wrestlers here, but we just finished up the Monster Pro Wrestling show here. Brian, your overall thoughts on the card?
Oh, not too bad of a card. Good quality six matches, except for one boring match. But other than that, it was great.
It was awesome.
Especially with Mr. Parrish here.
Another awesome chant. Everybody have a drink on behalf of Chris Parrish.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's get into this card. Andre C will be joining us shortly here, but right off the bat, we had a heel versus heel match right off the bat where we had Sidney Steele taking on the All-American Steve Rivers. Originally, Steve Rivers tried to convince us that it was going to be a tag team match, but that sort of got kiboshed rather quickly. Brian, your thoughts on the match?
I thought it was pretty great, good the way that Steve Rivers tried to use the mind games to think that they're going to be tag team partners and then attack Steele while he was waiting for the first team to come out. I thought it was great tactics. This was a great match because the crowd wasn't really into it. They didn't know who they were booing, both guys, because both heels, so it was hard to cheer for any of them. But overall, great match, and Steve Rivers got the win with a tap out submission cross chicken cross
off the cross face there.
Yes,
but yeah, the fans were definitely into the match. They just didn't know who they were booing more. That's the thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, overall, it was a very decent match here. Moving on from there, our second match was a rematch of last month. And frankly, this match sort of went the same way as last month. If you guys check out our Monster Pro Wrestling review from Blitzkrieg last month, you heard about Bulldog McBain taking on Cyanide. Now, to me, this match was all over the board is the best way to put it. There were some good spots in it, don't get me wrong. But overall, these guys just, they didn't look like they gelled that well together here.
No, they don't look like the chemistry is there. There was like some moves that, like, you didn't know what the heck was going on. And then Cyanide got the three count, but I don't know what the heck happened there. Something went wrong haywire there. It was kind of screwy-dooey finish there, which was haywire for all of us.
Essentially, it ended in something similar to, like, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Owen Hart kind of roll-up. Bulldog sort of got confused more than anything, and he got rolled up for the cover. And, yeah, to me, that it just looked bowling shoe ugly is the best way to put it.
Oh, no doubt.
Moving on. Wow, we're getting through this in a hurry. I don't know if Andre's going to make it for the podcast tonight. But our third match of the night was the Nightmare taking on Kato. He's dropped the Northern. He's now from parts unknown, apparently. I never knew that Nightmares couldn't be from, you know, North and whatnot, but I digress. This match here ended up being a victory for Kato in the end. Essentially, the biggest part about this match was the distraction and then pseudo-distraction involved with Jack Hammer and The Order. Your thoughts, Brian?
Overall, great match. Nightmare, the two matches I've seen him fight, he's improved a lot since in the last couple of months. And then Kato, he's always good. And this match was damn good, dude. Like you said, we had the distractions between a One World Empire and then Jackhammer coming out distracting.
It was the Order, not the One World Empire.
The Order, okay, sorry. The Order came out. And then we had Jackhammer come out distracting the Nightmare, which allowed Kato to get the roll-up pinfall for the 1-2-3. So, I don't know. I think this feud might be going on for a bit, or Nightmare and Jackhammer, they got some unfinished business down the road here, I believe.
I think the best way to put it is turnabout's fair play right now. With these guys, Nightmare basically got everything that the Order deserved at that point. And I'm glad to see that it got reversed finally. It was a rather interesting...
Fuckers.
I'm sorry, sir, but...
I was in there for like 5 minutes.
No, actually it was 10, but...
Actually, I checked the time when I went there. 10:08 came out.
Folks, conspicuous by his presence finally is Wrestling Clarity's Andre C.
Fuck you too.
Family show, but we'll leave it.
We have explicit rating on the website.
I don't care. We keep it a family show regardless. Anyway, your thoughts on the Kato Nightmare match. What did you think overall?
I thought it was pretty good. Nightmare looked pretty strong, as he always does, as he has shown us previously. Showed us some really good technical ability in the ring, I thought, the show. Like, some ability we haven't seen in the past, especially against Jack Hammer, was more of a... at all. So I thought we saw some really good technical ability from him in the match against Kato. I thought Kato looked good too.
And then, as we have a special guest who, let's face it, he's absolutely pissed at this point. And
that was a great fight.
He was too busy yelling that he didn't even need a microphone. He killed the microphone, essentially. Wasn't he the last one to try and use it before it died?
Yeah, pretty much dead.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Irishman. You were supposed to have a match with Crazy Core tonight. It really didn't turn into much of a match at that point.
Well, you heard the crowd by the end of the match. The crowd was chanting chicken shit.
Fight.
Okay, sorry. Fight.
Fight.
He jumped me from behind. He didn't want a match. He just wanted a fight, which I gave him. And now he has no choice. He has to defend his title against me next month in a hardcore match.
Yeah, he actually snuck up right in front of us. So the YouTube community could have told you, but I don't think you're sitting there on your phone trying to come out to the ring, obviously.
No, I wasn't watching it.
But
he does have some nice bruises along his back that'll remind him of the Irishman and what I'm capable of doing.
So next month at the Eliminator, you get him one-on-one in a hardcore match for the Ripper title. The title that you got screwed out of at Riptribution.
By Crazy Core, yeah.
Yeah. And then you got screwed last month by him for the heavyweight title.
And then we were supposed to have a match, and what did he do? He ran away.
He screwed you out of this match.
He's going to get it. He has no choice now. He has to get in the ring, and he has to face the Irishman one-on-one.
We hope it's one-on-one. Hell, you know what? I hope it's like 35-on-1. The indestructible table, 16 chairs.
It really doesn't matter if he's got help. It doesn't matter how many people come out to help him. I'm going to have weapons all around me, and I'm going to have my shillelagh with me. So if he tries to jump me, if he tries to have people jump me, if he tries to bring people into this match, I'm going to be fully loaded and ready to go. I don't care who gets in my way, they're going to get hurt. Next month, Crazy Core is going to get the ass kicking of his life.
Wow. Remind me not to be Crazy Core.
Exactly.
I owe him a receipt for that one.
Oh, folks, I seriously, this scar on his arm is huge right now. And I don't know what other way to put it there. It's huge and it looks painful.
It is painful, but it's nothing too bad. He's going to get an ass kicking. You guys will see it firsthand.
Oh, man, I can't wait to see it. Irishman, thank you for stopping by here and chatting with us.
Have a good night, guys.
You too.
Folks, yeah. What that is going to be a match
where it's fiesta.
That's I guess we're going to call it next month. We'll get to his quote unquote match time in a second here. All right, folks. Now our fourth match of the night. Let's backtrack here to back where we were on the card. We had the MPW Provincial Title match. Chris Parrish, Mr. Moniker, Mr. 482 on PWI, Mr. Edmonton SPN, Wrestler of the Year. Check out the podcast tomorrow about that. Mr. PPW Cruiserweight Champion, Mr. MPW Provincial Champion, Mr. Blah, 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 blah.
And the next man to join the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
Eventually.
Yeah, I was going to say, he will.
Took on a newcomer, Kid Cyrus. In his first match, from what I've heard.
Very good.
Andre, you want to talk about the match?
I was very impressed. This kid went toe-to-toe with one of the best guys here at MPW. A guy who for the past 2 years has been consistently on the PWI 500 you got to be at least halfway competent in that ring to hang with a guy like Chris Parrish. It was his abilities for being, well, we don't know. Like, I don't know. Is he new? Is he where he's from? None of us know. We don't have his backstory, but the kid's Irish. Awesome.
Brian, your thoughts on the match?
Oh, overall, great match. Chris Parrish, went a hell of a great wrestler for the Canadian Indies here. This kid's getting better and better every time I see him. And then we got this new wrestler, Kid Cyrus, which I was very impressed by. Some of the moves this guy pulled off was impressive, and he almost beat the champion for a title. And you got to think, he got a title match in his first pro match. I mean, nobody hardly ever gets a title match in their debut.
It's his MPW. We don't know. Yeah. We don't know where he's from. Like, he could be like champion of freaking Iceland for all we know.
We will endeavor to see what we could do with finding a little bit more about Kid Cyrus. Yeah, overall, phenomenal match for a newcomer. We don't know anything about him.
In-ring, I'd probably say it was probably one of the best in-ring matches of the night. Like, in-ring has to be the biggest match of the night. Best match of the night in-ring.
The best back-and-forth match, which is a testament to the ability of Chris Parrish as well to adapt to somebody he doesn't even know anything about.
Definitely. Yes.
That is why he's the Edmonton SPN Male Wrestler of the Year. Check out the podcast tomorrow about that. Anyway, from there, let's get to the tag team title match, where we had the rematch with Onslaught defending the titles against the Tattooed Terminators.
Yeah, that was the best overall match tonight because, damn, those two teams just killed it in that ring.
And Brian?
I agree with Andre. These two teams do not like each other. They hate each other. This match was back and forth. The ending was kind of...
Not surprising, though. With Nightmare being interfering, he had his war jack hammer. He distracted him, and it cost him the belt.
Exactly. So there's some friction. I don't know if there's friction between Hammer and Massive, but it looked like there was maybe a little bit here at the end. So.
Yeah, essentially what had happened is Nightmare came to distract Jack Hammer. They went brawling into the back when Massive was looking for a tag. It ended up being a double nutshot to Massive, which led to the call to order finisher and the 1-2-3. Once again, the tag team champions, the Edmonton SPN Tag Team of the Year,
Onslaught,
with an honorable mention to the Tattoo Terminators as well. But like I said, check out the podcast tomorrow.
Come on, man! Like how could they not be Tag Team of the Year? They debuted in March as a tag team. And by September, they won the titles in September, dude.
True enough. Anyway, moving on here. We've already talked to Irishman about it.
And there
goes the chicken right out the door right now. Anyway. Crazy Core and the Irishman. They were scheduled to have a match.
Scheduled.
They essentially just show up and... Crazy Core jumps Irishman from behind as he's making his intro.
Would have been happy to have a match with him.
I think he would have been happy to have a hardcore match with him.
I think he would have been happy for a regular match, but he got jumped.
You know it's a bad sign when you got to get I think it's a 10-year-old in the ring to pull these two apart? Because you have to literally pull everybody in there to pull them apart.
Oh, yeah. He had a girl in there, he had a 10-year-old in there. Had every wrestler on the roster in there.
That's one thing I wanted to bring up right now while we got a split second here. That woman that was there.
Who is she?
Yeah, first of all, who is she? What is she doing there? She had a clipboard, like, taking notes. Like, I could see what kind of notes she was taking, very astute notes about every time a good move came
out. She thinks she's scouting for something. I don't know what for, but she's scouting for something.
Like, this is the shades of when Bulldog McBain was looking for a tag team partner and that last year.
I think this is a little bit better.
Of course, this is going to be a little bit different.
But a bit better, I'd say.
As we have to move here because we're about ready to get mopped over. I don't know what's going on with that girl, but we'll see what we can figure out here.
Yeah.
But over the next month here. But, guys, the confrontation leading to the match at the Eliminator, Crazy Core versus Irish for the Ripper Hardcore Championship. Brian, your thoughts of potential, what's going to be involved in that match?
Oh, my God. It's going to be a bloodfest. It's going to be carnage. These two do not like each other. They hate each other. This is going to be all over.
Just like on Terminator.
It's going to be a massacre with these two, and it's for the Ripper title, and it's a hardcore rule, so, I mean, this is going to be insane to watch.
Insane in the membrane.
Okay, on that note, whatever you can say, guys, the extra fuel that these guys generate with each other, that's just going to make this match even better for the February 6th card here in Edmonton. But then from there, we go to the main event of the evening. The MPW Heavyweight Championship being defended by Maniac, along with the One World Empire. I'm going to say that based on...
Depends on the One World Empire defending their Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah, let's just go with that. Against the Wild Child, Tyler James, the former tag team partner of Chris Parrish here. Now, guys, your thoughts on the match, Andre?
I thought it was a good match. Like, Maniac and Tyler James had a really good match up until the Empire interfered at the end. That was really a really good match. Maniac looked really good in the ring. I don't say that often, and I'm saying Maniac, but I don't know why, but I am. And maybe he got a little more respect for me. I don't know, but he looked good in that ring.
I think the one difference in this match compared to all the others was the actual result of the match. The referee finally picked up the cheating and awarded the disqualification victory to Tyler James.
It's because Sidney Steele's an idiot. He's holding the chain under his armpit, hiding the chain, and Sidney's like, nah, I'm going to lift his arm up and drop the chain. What an idiot.
Yes, he is, but that's beside the point here. Brian, your thoughts on the match?
Oh, great match. These two were great to watch. The chemistry was kind of there. They had great moves. It was back and forth. And you have the One World Empire trying to get involved, which they did. But,
as always.
But, you know,
nobody's ever won a title.
Tyler put up a hell of a good fight. And then at the end, Maniac got the pinfall initially, but then when the referee raised his hand, the chain fell out.
Sidney raised the hand.
Okay, Sidney raised the hand, and the chain fell out, and the ref seen it, so he reversed the decision. So who knows what's going to happen with these two down the road. I would like to see another match, but with nobody at ringside, just one-on-one.
There's 3 points I want to make from this match. One,
two,
Maniac is deceptively an athlete. Compared to what his figure details.
Athlete.
Seriously, there's a reason why he is the Edmonton SBN most improved wrestler in the indie scene. And
the rest of the World and World Empire.
Well, touche. But second...
That means touch.
Shut up. Two. It's once again proof that he can... While he is a great athlete... This feud is not over.
No, not even close.
Tyler James is going to get another shot at that title, which brings me to my third point. With who's Maniac going to face next month? It's not going to be Tyler James, because Tyler James is involved in the Eliminator coming up February 6th, a 6-man elimination match for.
Tonight's winner, the All-American Steve Rivers.
Okay, We'll keep our guessing for another time.
Why not, dude? He just beat another member of the One World Empire. Might as well give him a title shot.
All right. Well, anyway, February 6th, we got Diablo, we got Kato, we got Tyler James, we got Chris Parrish, and we got Sidney Steele, plus a wild card entrant, which we don't know who it's going to be. Last year, it came to be a very pleasant surprise.
JJ Spade.
And essentially, it's going to be all over the place. So, you know, TJ's not going to be fighting Maniac for the title.
Never know. So, he could do double duty.
I wouldn't think it would be in anybody's right mind to do that.
Well, he did. Well, he had that match last year, and me and he were starting it.
But, okay, we're having a tendency to ramble right now. So, let's just get to the... aforementioned, new rules now, new year, new rules. The great, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Andre, you want to go first?
No.
Brian?
My great was Chris Parrish and Kid Cyrus. I thought that match was great. My good? Overall, the whole wrestling card. My bad?
My bad. The Bulldog Cyanide match. It wasn't that great. It was
ugly.
It was ugly. And my ugly. Is the mic not working at the end, man? Like it cut out. Like you could not hear what they were saying at the end. It sucked for us.
So. I'm ready to go.
My great again is Viper Ryan's, Chris Parrish, and.
Cyrus.
I thought they had an extremely well done match. My good, this crowd tonight. It was a nice full crowd.
Sorry, we just had an interruption, so I'm going to let Andre throw that back up again.
My good is the crowd. We had a nice full crowd to start this year out. I thought, you know what, the crowd was loud. The crowd was. It's just really nice to have a nice, good crowd.
Honestly, a lot more than I expected tonight.
No, it's New Year. It's January. Like, what else are you going to do on a cold winter weekend? True. Might as well be inside, warm, and watching some awesome hot wrestling action. My bad, Bulldog with Bandit and Cyanide. That like that finish was just terrible. Like that entire match was so
bad. I called it Bret Hart, Steve Austin. Owen Hart, Steve Austin. When Owen got disorientated.
That was still way better.
Touche, but Owen Hart makes everything better, but regardless.
And then my ugly, brutal brain Lou Stacker.
Yeah, pretty much a constant.
See that.
All right. My great, I'm going to go with the tag team title match. You know what? As much as I hate the ending, with the screwy finish at the end, I think there's, to be honest myself, I think there's a little bit something there between Jackhammer and Massive Damage.
Yeah.
I think there's a little bit more than what's shown there. It might play out over the next few months here, but I honestly think there's something there with Massive. He's not happy right now. He's losing right now, and he doesn't take losing lightly.
No.
He doesn't take it well either.
The good? I'm gonna go with not the fans here, but I'm going to go with the fans around the world who are watching it on the YouTube stream.
Thank you so much, and I hope you enjoyed our commentary.
Yeah, it was definitely worth us setting everything up and getting it done based on everything you guys have said about it and whatnot. We got a few glitches we still have to fix up, but during the match, everything turned out pretty perfect.
It is free.
Yeah. And it's so free that we're not even getting paid for it because they use copyright music again. Anyway, well,
if you start composing the music for them, and we can start getting paid.
Jim Johnson, where are you?
You could be the next Jim Johnson there, Mike. Mike Malley, JJMM.
That's my mini bad for tonight. I'm gonna say my real bad for this point. I don't really have a really sour point. I saw a couple really botched spots throughout the night. It seemed that every match had at least one or two of those that really stood out. In my opinion.
Still one.
There was the glaring one during the Bulldog McBain Cyanide match.
I saw at least eight fucked up spots during that match alone.
Fair enough. Now, my ugly, well...
Braden Lewis is back here.
We could go with that. We could go with numerous things there, but I'm gonna go with the
until he shades that shit. It's always mug.
I'm gonna go with the SD DVD sales. Apparently, nobody has old fashioned TVs anymore. So
HD all the way.
Just to let you guys know, we do have the Riptribution 8 DVDs available for sale. Online ordering will start on Tuesday. Check out facebook.com/EdmontonSPN for details on that. But enough rambling here, because this is going to be one of our shortest podcasts in a long time here.
It's still super long.
25 minutes, it's all right.
Still long.
Any other thoughts about tonight?
Dude, I had a great time. I love doing the call with you, dude. And I love MBW. It's just so much fun to call, because you know you're always going to get some fun matches, some exciting matches. And you always get sometimes you get the shit match, too, but...
Brian?
Oh, overall, great card, great fan reaction. Just keep coming out, supporting us, watching us on the internet. We love the support, guys.
Yeah, folks, and just a quick note about the network. Our next show, I've been hinting about it all show here, is going to be our Edmonton SPN Awards special. I will be announcing the winners for all our major categories. Thank you to those who have sent in their votes to the Blown Call Show at gmail.com. I got quite a few of them. I'm going to try and read through as many as I can, the comments that were produced. I know Andre C is going to have a wrestling clarity talking about what he thinks the future of NXT, as well as a lot of the promotions around here, are going to be. My next Blown Call Show coming up the following week is going to be talking about the top three things that you guys want to see in wrestling based on the feedback that I've received from your emails. And our next Quick Call Show is actually, there might be a bonus one coming up next weekend, but for sure, we're going to be in Springbrook on the 15th of February.
You will.
January. I will. With the RCW show there. So that'll be our next Quick Call Show.
In Edmonton.
Next night will be our live stream in Edmonton.
With the Quick Calls after.
Absolutely. But folks, I'm going to cut this off because everybody wants to get the hell out of here and...
Oh, sleep.
All right, folks. Just remember, this has been Quick Calls. Just reminding you, if you're going to make a good call, make a quick call. And this has been Quick Calls from the Alberta Avenue Arena in Edmonton, Alberta, with Monster Pro Wrestling on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
This has been Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Contact us on Facebook or check out edmontonspn.podbean.com.